Cammy.
Mate, right.
You only found out as recently as yesterday that it was going to happen. You had a little heads up, but before that, not much idea.
Yeah, so found out that it would be a definite yesterday. Sort of had an inkling last week. Sort of had a quick chat with Chris Davies, and he sort of mentioned that it might be a possibility. But yeah, only fully found out yesterday, so it's good.
Was it a long day? Did it drag out waiting for the call?
Yeah, it was. I got in here early yesterday morning, still doing my work part. So with the NGA and the community team, and then sort of stuck around all day till about 6 o'clock, and then went home and, you know, called my brother and told him to come over, and he didn't know anything was going to happen, so we sort of just sat there at mine and watched it, and, you know, it eventuated as it should have.
And then, so that was it, name read out, and then what was the feeling like between you and your brother?
Yeah, it was good. He, because he didn't expect it, and I knew it was a bit different, but, you know, to be home in Adelaide and, you know, to have him there to watch it with me, I still had a fair bit of nerves, but yeah, it was great.
And so, yeah, I mean, you've obviously played 100 games and you've got a bit of experience, so what does it mean now having another crack?
Yeah, I guess it means the world, to be honest. I probably got delisted from Fremantle. I sort of half expected it, but to get another opportunity at the top level, I guess, you know, it's always been my dream to continue to play AFL, and missing out in the draft and the rookie draft was pretty disappointing, but to come to the club and, you know, to be able to captain the Magpies team, and we've been going pretty well, which is nice. You know, it's been good, and now to get another opportunity is great.
Was this like discussed at all, like when you joined Port as the sample sort of captain in December last year? Was this discussed, the possibility that if you played well the first half of the season, we might be able to pick you up mid-year?
Wasn't discussed, but in the back of my mind, I thought playing at Port Adelaide would give me that best opportunity to maybe get back on the list. So, you know, I originally from Woodville West Torrens, and had a discussion with them as well, and, you know, wasn't quite sure whether to go with them or come to Port Adelaide. So that was probably my mindset in making the decision to play for Port Maggies.
Is the contract until the end of the year, or is it a little bit longer than that?
I think it's a 6-month contract as far as I'm aware. I haven't signed anything yet, so I'm not really sure. But, yeah, I guess it's just until the end of the year.
Where do you see the best chance of you getting into the side if you can?
I suppose it's a tough one. I haven't really thought about it too much, but I think the fact that I'm, you know, pretty versatile and where I can play, if an opportunity arises and Ken says, do you want to play here or there, I'm happy to take whatever role I'm given.
Are you fit enough? Because that's the knock on this mid-season draft, that pulling people from the state league, they're not ready for it in terms of fitness.
I'd say I'm probably fit enough. I, you know, being in the system for 7 years before, you know, what's expected at the top level, and, you know, I think fitness has, you know, never really been an issue for me in terms of running, so yeah, expecting that my fitness would be good enough for the top level.
Did you think this would come, Cam, or did you maybe think that your AFL career was
over? I suppose it's a tough one. I started the year pretty poorly, I think, and had a hamstring injury early in the year, so I sort of, you know, put it in the back of my mind as probably wouldn't happen again, but I was, you know, pretty happy playing for the Magpies and leading those guys. But, you know, to get another opportunity at the top level was clearly awesome. But yeah, I honestly wasn't expecting it until I had a chat with CD last week.
Were you working part-time outside the club, or what was your role?
So, yeah, full-time role within the club, helping Paul Stewart and John Hinge with the Next Generation Academies, and so women's football, Indigenous football, and also working in the community team. So all the programs that they have, and working really closely with Alapati Carlisle in his Power Intercultural program, which, you know, it was really, you know, an eye-opening experience, and you get to meet a lot of kids, and, you know, they love footy, so it's good to grow the game.
What are some of the things that you would have learned at Freo, mate, that you've probably caused you maybe a bit of a roadblock or thought were bigger issues at the time, and now with the benefit of hindsight and experience, you know, in your second chance that, oh, these are things I need to avoid or things I need to do?
Yeah, definitely. Good question. I guess at Freo, I did come in pretty raw. My first few years, I thought I played some pretty decent football, and then sort of fell away a little bit. Injury, inconsistency, that sort of stuff. Probably put it down to stressing out a bit too much about that sort of stuff. But now being back in a different system and not really worrying about, you know, things you can't control, probably helps my footy, and it's helped me improve.
Do you look at one of your former Dons teammates, Matt DeBoer, and what he's been able to do, obviously now with the Giants, 3 years there, and he's obviously in their team every week, and he's really turned around his career after being delisted by the Dons as well?
Yeah, he has, and I keep in pretty close contact with Matty because we're pretty good mates. Travelled together at the end of the year last year, so I do look at him for inspiration, and even Tendai Mazungu, he went up to GWS as well. So, you know, those sort of guys probably came down to their work ethic to get another go, and I think that's where sort of I stand as well. I, you know, put in a lot of hard work to get to this point, and, you know, proud of where I am today.
So during this year, were you training twice a week with the Magpies boys, like Tuesday, Thursday afternoons, or, you know, sort of once guys finish work, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so clearly had the full-time job as well, so that was a bit different, adapting to that, but yeah, so it'd basically be a Tuesday, Thursday session with the captain's run with the AFL boys on the Friday for a Saturday game, so that took a bit of time to adapt to, but yeah, worked out well.
Did any other clubs approach you at all the last few weeks?
No, I hadn't spoken to anyone at all, to be honest. I sort of just was going about my business without really worrying about too much. So thankfully, Chris did come up to me with an opportunity, and I'm happy to take it.
Now, the rest of the boys are off to China tonight. You've obviously missed that trip, but Zach Butters looked like he was a bit sore. Do you have any update on him, if he's going?
Oh, I didn't actually hear anything about that, but yeah, you probably know more than me. Yeah, the boys are clearly off to China. It's an important game this week. Love to get a win, come back and come to the bye, and then refresh and go after the bye. So, yeah.
Right.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Well done.